Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Woo!
Oh, man. Click it or tick it.
Welcome aboard.
Oh, yeah. I am swallowing swords and breathing fire as we speak, ladies and gentlemen.
This song gets me so pumped up.
Oh, man. Today we have a very special guest for you. Not as high energy as our last guest,
no.
I will say.
No, he was so out of control.
You guys won't need your heart medicine for this.
Dude, we had to fucking tranquilize him to calm him down after that podcast. He was just so heated up.
And he took 4 Rhino Tranks before he would be subdued. Oh.
And then he passed.
I thought you were
going to
say he took 4 Rhino Tranks before he literally tranked
him. No, before the podcast, he was on a lot of sedatives, dude.
He takes those regularly so his eyes don't swell up and explode.
But, you know, like you do.
Like all NPR hosts.
So, I'm Nick Schaefer.
They're all blind.
I'm Pete Mutino.
Oh, and I'm Glenn fucking Marshall.
And our special guest, Safari Tanner, Tanner Harvey.
Hi, everybody.
Safari Tanner.
This is my first time on a podcast. I didn't know what they were. I thought there would be more dolphins involved, but Evidently it's a different kind of pod.
I mean, we could always set up a Sega and play Echo if you really want.
A biology
I do. No one could get past that second cave level.
No, that game was really, really hard for no reason.
Why did your dolphin always drown? How did he get in that cave in the first place? What was he doing there?
Yeah, you start in the back of a cave.
What a stupid dolphin.
I thought dolphins were smart.
Yeah. You know, I like the idea of a concept for a level. It's like, all right, you're an air-breathing mammal who swims in the water.
It's like, well, where did it start up? In a cave. Where? He's just there.
At the bottom. At the bottom. And his air supply is running out.
And it's like, well, and he's listening to air supply. They actually cut that part at the last minute. But
also, you can see fine for the whole game. He doesn't ever need to use his echolocation. He only uses it to, like, stun sea urchins.
Oh, yeah. Those things totally blow.
Which are already stunned by the nature of being sea urchins.
Yeah, they don't really move.
Oh, man. So as you guys can tell...
We're already talking about animals. This is great.
As you guys can tell, all right, so we call him Safari Tanner. We brought him in. None of us have interesting lives. None of us have been anywhere exciting or done anything dangerous.
None of us have been on a safari for that.
However,
matter.
Tanner has. Ooh. Tanner has been, is the only continent you haven't been to, is that Antarctica at this point?
I have not been to Asia.
Oh, really? Oh, but
yeah,
you will.
Not missing
but you're a big fan of Heat of the Moment.
But Tanner, so you...
I have been to Asia concerts. Oh. All of them.
you travel around like those people who followed Fish for all that time? You like really love Asia?
Asia!
Tanner has been hurt in more ways that... Like, any one of his injuries is worse than any I've experienced in my entire life.
Yeah,
like,
didn't you have flesh-eating bacteria?
No, that was my friend. Her leg almost fell off.
Oh, okay.
Because it was being eaten.
He's being dead serious, by the way. This isn't us just bullshitting. Like,
by bacteria.
Tanner, you...
you mean we're being dead serious.
So, Tanner, you lived in Tanzania last spring for 3 months?
That's right, Nick.
Wow. And Zanzibar for a few weeks after that, too, or is that...
Yep. Well, I climbed Kilimanjaro, and then I went to Zanzibar afterwards.
Okay.
So there was no power the whole time we were there, and I had to bribe police.
I heard you climb Mount Kilimanjaro on a pogo stick. Is that true?
I climbed it on a pogo stick. Going down is really easy. You just had to fall.
Did I hear you correctly? You said you had to bribe the police?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. We love the cops on Click It or Ticket.
Oh, yes. They love money.
Oh, okay.
Wait, but no, you've told me, I've heard parts of this story before. I don't know if you could walk us through it.
Okay, so my friend...
paint a picture for us here.
All right. Where
are Zanzibar, 2006.
Oh.
The sun is setting. Ah. It's beautiful.
The year of our Lord.
Seals everywhere.
Seals?
Seal.
The actor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We actually already dipped into the seal pond on this show, so we'll
skip that. The seal pond?
Yeah. Our special guest next week will be seals.
Yeah, Zanzibar is entirely populated by clones of seal. And that's what they sound like.
And that's why it's so economically depressed, because they're not clones of Heidi Klum.
But anyway, Kilimanjaro.
Okay, so the cops. Right. So my friend and I, it was me, my friend Mike, and my friend Ashley and Isabel. And Ashley and Isabel decided they wanted to go out on a boat and go snorkeling and scuba diving. We decided we wanted to rent motorcycles, even though we didn't know how to rent motorcycles.
How to rent them or ride them?
Rent them.
Oh.
And rant upon them.
Oh, rant them?
We had flyers. Save seals.
And you guys were both runts upon them.
Oh.
Oh, I see what you did there with the words again, Nick.
Sorry, I'll shut up.
Tricky motherfucker.
Just like Wilbur.
Everyone wants to hear what happened with the cops.
So anyway, we got on a motorcycle, and we ran these motorcycles. We had no idea how to drive them, so we kind of floundered around them for a while until the cock came out to us and was like,
"Ooh, flounder, that's another animal."
Count it.
It's getting the animal count going, Ryan.
Sorry. No, but if you bring up another animal, I'm going to have to interrupt you.
Oh, no. No, please do.
But, okay, so the cop comes up to you guys. You're on your motorcycles. On, what is this, a dirt road in the middle of nowhere? Or?
Oh, no, no. It's Stone Town, which is the biggest town in Zanzibar. Cows all over the streets, and people drive on the opposite side of the road there, which we didn't really understand, which I'll get to later. Okay. There's a lot to do with the story.
Oh, sorry.
No need to apologize.
Continue.
I will.
Now!
this is infuriating like Steven, but in a different way.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we eventually traded the motorcycles for a car because we know how to drive those.
And you bartered?
Oh, no. They're just like, you're going to trash our motorcycles if you don't know how to drive motorcycles. So we'll just give you this car. I don't think it was actually their car. So anyway, we took the car and we drove. We were trying to find a beach, which you should be able to do pretty easily on an island. It's pretty small. But no, we couldn't find one. We just got trapped on the roads. And eventually I got flagged over at a police checkpoint and I pulled over to the wrong side of the road.
like you do.
Off to a good start.
As one does. Needless to say, the cop was like, "What are you doing?" Of course, he said this in Swahili, which I only speak very little of. I can say that's what she said, and order food.
Let's hear that. That's what she said, at least.
Ndivyo Olivia Soma.
Heyo.
Heyo.
That's got to be a drop. Tanner going, that's what she said in Swahili.
Oh, yeah. And then, dude, we can burn up at least 20 seconds explaining what he just said every time we'd use the drop.
Ndivyo Olivia Soma.
So you said that's what she said to the cop.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Right.
So you said
don't
you pulled
say it again. Please don't say it again.
Ndivyo Olivia Soma. It was applicable that time.
You went there. All right, continue with the story. All
right. Anyway, the story doesn't get much more interesting than that. Then we just we gave him 10,000 shilingi, which is like $10. And he was like, all right, I'll take this. We settled this like Rafiki, real friendly like.
The money is called shilingi?
Shilingi.
I'm rolling
it. I just caught a Rafiki reference in there.
Rafiki, that means friend.
Really?
But he called us when he gave him money.
Oh, wait, so I thought you were making a Lion King reference.
Yeah, no, the monkey's
Lion King
name
makes
was
lots
friend.
Of references.
So the monkey's name was Swahili for friend.
Simba means lion, and Zazu doesn't mean shit.
It doesn't mean toucan?
Nope.
No. And, pretty unoriginal names. The lion's named Lion, and his friend, Rafiki the monkey.
It's his friend. Dad's friend.
Tanner actually, Tanner actually taught
Uncle
me.
Uncle friend.
Taught me some Swahili because when he flew.
Oh no! Oh, is he gonna say it again?
No, I don't.
I don't know if I can handle one more.
I've heard him say it four times, and I still can't repeat it. I don't know how to do it.
I'm thinking about it.
So he came through.
No.
Tanner stopped over in London on the way back from Tanzania to stay with me for a couple days, and he taught me the expression "cheesy kamundizi," which means cool like a banana.
Cool as a banana.
So
that's
what they call Mzungus. Mzungus are white people.
So isn't that basically what you were telling me was that's basically the expression they teach white people and they say, oh yeah, people here say it all the time. But then
no
they
one
just
says it.
So that when they hear white people they taught to say it, they just laugh at them when they say
it's
it.
It's a cue to start robbing them en masse.
And then the white person just thinks they're being like really funny.
Yeah, they're being really cultural. Yeah. It's like, hey,
it's like, oh, I am killing them in their own language. Yeah.
What you want to say is Jumbo, then you want to say Mambo Vipi if it's a bunch of people, or just Mambo if it's one person.
That's
like the cool
right?
way to say hello.
Mambo?
Mambo's the cool
Mambo.
Way? And Jumbo's the square way?
And you respond to Mambo with Poa.
Jamba?
Poa. What
Mambo,
is
Poa? Poa. It's like, what's up? And it's like, not much.
But what if something was
what if I say Mambo and then you say that's what she said and I fucking like puke because I laughed so hard.
And the other
stop it, Tanner, stop it.
The other Swahili you
had it everywhere
was where baboon, yeah?
Wapi Nyani. Yeah, I was researching baboons, so I was tracking them through the forest. And whenever we saw people, we'd just go, Wapi Nyani. And then usually they'd respond something we couldn't understand. But they'd usually also
take out a knife,
hopefully they would
gesture to the knife and point to you, and then gesture back to the knife.
Wait, wait, Nyani. That means you're a baboon.
Now get in the car.
Which they say in English. Yeah. With no accent
sounds
at all.
Like, get in the car that we gave to you that wasn't ours.
Sounds like Danny
this was
Glover
Manhattan.
For some reason.
Manhattan is the most Swahili of the five districts, I would say, in New York, the five bureaus.
Except for the Ndivyo Olivia Soma district, which is small.
It's small, and in Africa, but still.
Still part of New York.
I kind of discount it. It's kind of like Staten Island.
Yeah, from the shores of Africa to the shores of America.
Exactly.
So besides having an awesome time getting pulled over by corrupt cops, were there any...
Whoa, Nick, don't you just mean cops?
Fun times here on
that
Clicker
is the
Ticket.
Way it is.
Clicker Ticket, everybody. there were some problems, especially when you first arrived, when they like acclimating to the food and the...
The vicious parasites in the tap water.
Oh, yeah, they were great. They were friendly parasites once you got to know them.
It's like there's running water there.
Wait, parasites? I want to hear more.
All right, so about a couple of weeks into our program, we decided to have a goat roast. So I saw a goat go from live and buying. Actually, we got one goat, and this goat, one of my professors was talking about how he was going to eat the goat, and he was like, "You're going to be so delicious. Can't wait to eat you, goat." And then the goat just like looked at him, and then it just ran away and snapped the rope it was on. It just took off into the underbrush.
Really?
Yeah. And like everyone grabbed.
We'd all gotten
spears like 2 days before, so every man in the camp grabbed a spear and then just took off into the bush chasing this goat. It was just out of Lord of the Flies. Needless to say, the goat really kicked our ass, but eventually it actually just wandered into another herd of goats. The man who owned those goats said, "That's not my goat," and he just brought it back, and we ate him later that semester.
Wait, the goat herder?
Yeah.
Wow, it's just the fugitive.
Fear the goat, eat it later
I don't know
semester.
How. They have like 30 goats, and all the goats look the same, but they're like, my goat.
He knows his goat.
How's that for honesty, too?
Exactly. Amazing. Wouldn't you think it's like, wow, my business is dealing with goats? Like, I would be like, oh, shit, free goat. I'd be like, get the fuck off my land. I'd take like a bigger spear and be like, it's my goat now.
One free goat under the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Done.
Another free goat bites the dust.
And so,
the spear.
And so you did eat the goat.
All right. So I saw a goat go from live to my, this guy Sapaya, he cut its, kind of cut its
head off.
What does
that mean?
Wow.
It's just a name.
So he cut, did you watch this happen?
Yeah.
With a machete? Do they have a video camera? And were they
Actually have it on film.
Were there two
dudes? Terribly disturbing.
Were there two dudes in ski masks holding AK-47s and reading like things to the camera about
I did see a lot of AK-47s though. No, that's more. That's like north. Northeast of there usually.
Okay, so the
Tanzania is South Africa, like near South.
So it wasn't like a captured American goat that they had to cut the head off.
Now the goat.
None of this was on Al Jazeera.
No.
Very little.
Now the goat.
A quick flash of like a guy cutting a goat's head off, like subliminal images for one frame. Oh my god.
That's the goat.
We're doing a reenactment right now.
And then the guy's like, whoa. Talk again, goat. Goat.
Now.
That goat. My goat. Get that goat out of here. That's not my goat.
My goat.
What'd you say
don't
your name was goat?
It's not my goat.
I don't have a goat named Simon. Get the hell out of here.
I call my goat Stacy. That's not my goat.
I know the names of all of my goats, and that is not one of them.
So you can tell really from the undeveloped bar there. You can tell it's not one of mine.
I train my goats. My goats speak Shakespearean. They buy an iambic pentameter. Only.
I am ba pentameter.
I am ba pentameter.
Heyo. Now the goat had parasites?
Well, probably.
So
I think actually the parasites were in the water. But anyway, so we ate the raw goat kidney, me and a couple of other people. That was stupid.
What?
But
I know it seems listening,
it's what the Maasai do.
I know it seems like a great idea to eat the raw goat kidney.
When you're wrapped
steer clear
up in the moment.
Take it from your Uncle Pete. Steer clear of the raw goat
and from
kidney.
Safari Tanner.
Safari Tanner knows best.
But anyway.
We didn't even the goat, another animal in the fucking bank.
Yeah,
Ryan, we need a cash register noise.
And we also need a Safari Tanner jingle for the next time he comes on the show.
I'm Brian Fellows.
Safari Tanner!
So you guys...
You up there.
So the consequences... Yeah. All right, let's...
Consequences were far-reaching and...
So what happened?
Far-reaching as well. So anyway, God, that was
so
terrible.
Much wordplay
and so much work just to get through like a 30-second story.
Thank you for listening, everybody, and keeping with our
click it or dig it, everyone.
But anyway, parasites, kidney.
So yeah, actually, everyone who didn't eat the goat kidney also got parasites too. So I think it was in the water.
So hang on. Okay, let me just rephrase my address to the kids. Eat the kidney, you're going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Continue.
You might as well eat the kidney. It tastes like egg.
Oh.
Kidney, egg.
Oh.
Why did you have to eat it raw?
Because that's the way the Maasai warrior do it.
You do as the...
So you're a Maasai warrior now.
Sausage, kidney, cheese.
No.
If...
Not quite. I'd parasites. Have to get a few more brands.
So, all right. So everyone on the trip got really sick. Is that from the parasites?
Yeah, pretty much everyone in the next 24 hours is terribly ill. One of my friends walked into the bathroom, and she was, you know, she was pooping and puking, like, as one does when one is terribly, terribly sick
with some
kind of awful food poisoning. she was on the toilet, and she was too weak to really, really stand up or do anything. And she looked down, and she noticed that a scorpion was in between her feet. And she was like, oh, fuck. Fuck. And she didn't really have any defenses at that point, so she took the last resort that she had, and she just puked right on the scorpion. And this, of course, just pissed it off.
How is this for, like... Is that when you've reached rock bottom, when you're incapable of moving, your entire insides are coming out of both ends, and the only way to defend yourself against a nightmare creature is with your own pathetic vomiting?
That sounds like a nightmare.
That's as bad as it gets, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I
well, there was that fat lady who once got fused to a toilet because she was sitting on it for a while.
Oh, right.
God. That was
there was no way. Yeah,
no,
my,
no, no.
When the scorpion
got
pissed, my friend
husband,
jumped up and ran away.
Her husband.
You could not do that.
Supported.
That's what I'm saying.
She fed her on the toilet.
Oh,
for like
there was a
years.
Toilet lady too?
Yeah.
Oh, there
years.
Was, no, there was a couch lady. I didn't know
why.
Yeah,
feed her. She's just going to get hungry again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like he got in a lot of trouble. It's like, look. You fucking idiot. Like, clearly that's not cool. Allie Cudzy just showed up.
Well,
nice. I think Greg's here too now. We have an audience today.
Yeah, we have a live studio audience.
I don't see them.
Recorded, bro, live studio audience. Tanner, but you said you, at one point, that was the most you feared for your life on that whole trip, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was, I got terribly sick, too, and I was trying to walk from the Chumba, which is the one building we had, to the bathroom, which was the second building we had.
What was that one called?
No. Oh, that's called the Cho.
I would love to see Glenn in Africa. They're all just talking.
Yeah.
You're constantly laughing.
I would love to see the subtitles. Like, we must move before the locusts descend. And Glenn's just, say that again. Say that again.
There's no way you fight. And you talk like this all the time. That is gold.
So if I wasn't here, this isn't just a fucking trick. Because, you know, I think it's so funny.
He shouldn't laugh at us like that. The disease is spreading.
It's an airborne.
He's terribly
disease.
Sick.
Please,
you can tell by his bloodshot
shut.
Eyes. The way he can't stop laughing.
Well, we're glad you survived, Tanner.
Yeah, very much so. But you
live to tell the tale.
So you're walking from the Chumba to the Cho.
I wasn't really walking.
Dude. Oh, dude. Oh, my God. Oh, you got to warn me before you do that.
Just deep breaths, Glenn. Deep breaths.
Calm down. Simmer.
Does anyone have
all right,
a paper
Chimba
bag?
To the Cho. Simba to the Rafiki. What happened?
So I was walking there, and I was kind of hunched over. And then I just got too weak, and I just kind of collapsed there. And I was lying down on the ground between the Chumba and Cho. I was thinking to myself, like, wow, I can't move anymore. I just feel terrible. And I heard some hyenas, which were, like, outside of camp. And I was like, if they come here, I'm just going to have to let them eat me.
That's awful.
I thought that to myself, and it just kind of settled upon me, and I was like,
whoa,
yep.
Whoa, hyena. Yep. Fucking another animal and scorpion. I'm going to put that in the bank too.
Now, in Africa, are these people kind of naturally resistant to these parasites?
Actually, Sapaya,
or is life
Sapaya
just
got stung by a scorpion. He just had a headache for the day. But I think they're just tougher. I think that they've grown up with it. They've had to deal with it. You know,
so the ones who've survived that long.
Right.
Got to be really tough.
Yeah, you never heard of
the
like,
weak have been culled at that point.
Never heard of peanut allergies in the Middle Ages.
No, there's no attention deficit disorder.
No.
And you're
you're just dead.
And you know your wife's not putting out. She gets stung by a scorpion earlier in the day. Not because she's violently ill or dying or needs medical attention.
No, she just isn't feeling
too
frisky.
Not in the mood. Just a headache, you know.
Yeah,
a little crampy.
I got a headache. Oh, did I insult
that time of the month? No, scorpion.
Zing, Ryan.
And but you said, I mean, these hyenas were pretty. Didn't you say?
Don't they have the strongest bite in the animal kingdom? Yeah,
they do. The strongest bite of any land animal.
Did you see that fucking factoid I just dropped on you guys?
Yeah, whoa, Safari Glenn.
Oh shit,
we're gonna have
move
to
move over. Give me that hat.
Hey, just
give me that Safari hat.
Earlier, just take it. Just take it. It's not even sunny anymore.
Get it tonight.
We were talking earlier about the Swahili names in The Lion King with Simba and Rafiki and how they're actual Swahili terms. One of the hyenas was named Ed.
That's true. And the hyenas were...
Explain that one.
The hyenas were the only bad guys.
He
and they
was
were
special.
Just, they were like, one was Hispanic and one was African American and then,
Marin,
then one was just retarded.
Cheech Marin. Cheech Marin, Whoopi Goldberg,
which
and
is also
just terribly,
apparently.
Terribly messed up
so he was
in and of itself.
He's Canadian.
Ed.
Ed, the, yeah.
Ed is a big... Ed actually means... Ed.
Oh, shit. I was ready to fucking...
I wish we had a drum roll drop between that.
And, yeah. Me too, Ryan!
And Tanner, Tanner, your safari adventures are going to be continuing soon, right? I don't know if you want to tell us about how this is even you're endeavoring on an even scarier project.
Yeah, dude, he's taking
project
a fucking zip line to Antarctica, right?
It's true. Climbing it's terribly dangerous over the ocean. If your arms get tired,
climbing Kilimanjaro.
Water like that hits you like 1,000 knives.
A zip line would be too easy, though. He's jerry rigged his own little helicopter that he powers like a bicycle, pedaling it himself.
Yeah, and then the rope is actually instead of wire, it's made out of cat sinew, right?
Yeah, gut.
Cat gut. Yeah,
and when you climbed, hold on. There were some
cats
tough
are not
cookie.
A good building material.
All the poison,
trust me.
When you learn that way too late,
all the
thousand miles into the journey,
all the poisonous animals, scavengers getting hunted, parasites, just not enough for you. Climbing Kilimanjaro, just not
on
enough.
On a pogo stick.
I was
Tanner
probably.
Loves death.
Oh,
he says,
is,
bring
this
it
great.
On.
And you were, weren't you? You
this
were.
This is really fun. That was the only time I was sick. I was healthier there than I am at college.
Well, yeah, I know.
Oh, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like living off Pabst Blue Ribbon. Because
you weren't drinking Kunyagi. Fucking Kunyagi. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Kunyagi.
Kunyagi is a headache in a pouch.
Kunyagi. All right, this part of Africa came to me, reached out and touched me in London. It was horrifying. And it was funny listening. Tanner, who had been sleeping in like a tent for months, calls me from Heathrow Station, Heathrow plane station or whatever the fuck it's
plane
called.
Plane station?
What are they? Airport. That's the word.
Spaceport.
And spaceport. And he calls me saying, there are a lot of lights and a lot of people. And I'm really confused and I'm really scared. And I pick him up at the Camden tube stop and he has a tube top. He has and he has this box of alcohol that
I'm
he brought with him.
A tube
but they
top
come
right now.
They come in ketchup packets and it's called Kunyagi. And it's like it's gin flavored grain alcohol.
The spirit of a nation, folks. It's his catchphrase. It's spirit of the fire. No, fire of the nation.
Oh God, it's horrifying. So
we are.
So Tanner and I were
POD.
We are POD.
POD actually stands for click it or take it. So, I actually
I
tried some of this.
Parasites over.
And I asked
some African
email?
Word. With
yeah, this is now
there we go. Yeah, thank you, Safari
this
Tanner.
This is officially a POD cast now instead of
a
podcast.
But Echo.
But I asked Tanner. I said to him, so are you
oh,
sure?
Oh, shit. That sounded,
spring?
Like, that sounded like a kangaroo, another animal.
I said to him, is this stuff safe to drink? Like, are you sure there isn't Tanzanian water in here? There isn't, like, living organisms? And Tanner said, oh, trust me, nothing can live in this. Like, not even that stuff that travels on asteroids. Like, this stuff is just death in a bag. And I had one packet, and I was completely hammered and sick for, like, 3 days
yeah,
afterwards.
It comes in packets.
Yeah, it's like ketchup packets full of death.
Yeah, but they're, like, clear, like duck sauce, so it's even more dubious.
So you can put it on your egg roll.
Mm.
Oh, God.
We did have Chinese
You don't
food.
Want to do that?
That
we
night.
Did have Chinese. That was the good. First time I'd had Chinese food in a long time.
So it's from Africa. You can put it on Chinese food, and it's in a ketchup packet. It's
and you eat it
like
in London.
American, and
so
you
I guess you have
London.
Been to yeah. Asia.
Wow.
Zing.
So it's the most...
Drop, Ryan!
Taken, I was only taken there by
the It's the most worldly beverage for the most worldly man.
Ryan,
but Safari Tanner.
Ryan, you're fucking beating the fucking rim shot to death over there, dude.
So
okay.
That's good. That was someone stepping on a duck.
Some rest, a little versatility. But
oh, a duck, another animal.
Oh man.
Oh God.
A duck.
Duck.
A duck is also an animal.
Don't throw things at me while we're doing the podcast.
Swan.
Oh, okay.
So Safari Tanner, your next stop is the Amazonian rainforest. Is that correct?
I'm going to Ecuador to try to
build another
chase. reptiles, amphibians. Most notably the Fertilance, which is a badass snake.
Smash cut to you just chasing after like a herd of like lizards. I don't know. What do you call a group of lizards?
A gaggle.
A gaggle.
So you, no, he's got it's like an enormous super-sized serpent.
Rhinos are a crash.
Tanner's riding. That's pretty cool. Tanner's riding a rhino with a spear, like chasing after an enormous
snake. A murder
snake.
Of crows.
Just like Donkey Kong.
I was about to say. What was his name?
Oh, the
Rampy
crush?
The rhino.
Rampy.
Rampy.
What was the name of the swordfish? Swordy?
No. It was...
Sorted?
The sorting hat.
Oh, shit, dude. We just Razor? Fucking... Two more animals. Rhino, swordfish.
Hang on. I'm about to drop... Cha-ching. I'm about to drop two more. Espresso was the ostrich. Winky was the frog.
Oh, my God, dude.
Who was... Oh, Timber was the tiger.
Timber?
In Donkey Kong?
Diddy Kong Racing.
If Timber falls in the forest.
Diddy Kong Racing.
But spin-off. But so in Ecuador, what you were telling me, this sounded like one of the circles of hell. You said that you're going to go out, you're only going to search for these things at night in the Amazonian rainforest where the canopy cover is so dark that there's no light penetration whatsoever.
Even during the day.
And you can only see...
There's some in the day. It's green and eerie.
But you could... It's haunting, as if you're being stalked.
And there's spider monkeys throwing feces at you at all hours of the day.
And you're looking for poisonous snakes with only the light from your headlamp. Is that...
And you're competing for these
insects.
Yeah, well,
hopefully I'll have a flashlight in my hand, too. And I'm supposed to be wearing rain boots because it's going to be raining. Yeah.
Let me revise that for
it's
you.
It's rainforest.
Flashlight on your gun.
Yeah, right? Yeah, seriously.
Let me just revise your little itinerary here.
Yeah. And you're going to be competing for these insects and lizards with harpy eagles. Good luck.
Yeah.
Don't forget to bring your sunscreen, some trail mix, and an assault rifle to defend your life.
Now why?
And Goliath spiders, you're going to be running any of those?
Oh, man.
They eat
awesome birds,
dude.
Yeah.
You wake up with one of those on your
face? I've been told I look like a bird.
Now, Tanner, what sparked your kind of lifelong interest in this?
Well, when I was a kid, I went to the Bronx Zoo, and my first stuffed animal
was...
Oh,
shit. Get
ready
for a ton of fucking animals.
Was a stuffed cobra.
Cha-ching.
Oh, wow.
And then my favorite book that my sister read to me was Amazing Snakes and amazing Poisonous Animals.
Yeah, I remember we got those two from the Darien Elementary School book orders.
I think.
And we got, there was Amazing Spiders too. And Amazing Poisonous Animals, the one constant I learned was that all the most poisonous animals are in Australia.
Yeah,
that's true.
And at least they
their rocks are poisonous animals.
What I've traced this back to is actually I think that snakes and I we've had an understanding ever since this evil lizard came into my house and burned my parents and part of his soul infused with mine.
Is that why you bit me when we were in preschool? All right, let me share a tale with
that
you.
That was Voldemort.
To understand the snake, you must live as a snake, Glenn.
Yeah, so this is Tanner living. This is a true fucking story. We went to school together in pre-kindergarten. So I'm on the tire swing.
I don't remember
you
this.
You don't need to humiliate our guests.
I blacked out.
Oh, believe me, this is what I do best.
Oh, this is fine.
Tanner is like, dude, give me the tire swing. And I'm like, I just sat my ass down on this tire swing. Give me like 2 seconds. Smash cut to his teeth in my fucking forearm. Drew blood.
In his grill.
I only had one tooth. I didn't have to bite hard. It was sharp.
I know.
Well,
that's why it was
fun when reintroducing the two of you and bringing Glenn over to Tanner's house and Tanner introducing to Mrs. Harvey. And he's like, hi, Mrs. Harvey. Your son bit me 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Old habits die hard.
I can't believe you're talking about a book called like Amazing Spiders. Like, what were the lead-up books to that?
Amazing
Snakes.
Less than flattering spiders. Yeah. So snakes.
Lukewarm. Yeah.
Intermediate
lukewarm
iguanas.
Lizards.
Petulant flies. Perturbed. Pertosis.
So
go either way, Gators.
So, but Tanner, I don't know if you'll be willing to come back onto the show once you've been to Ecuador and come back with more horrifying tales.
I come back, I'd be glad to.
If you come back, if you survive, can you tell us of the nightmare creatures and the friends whose names you'll never forget?
Will Tanner survive? Tune in next time.
They're one and the same.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Who ate Tanner Hart?
So what is this Jeffrey Dillon book doing here?
Oh, no, I think we should save that for another episode, because we've only got a couple minutes, and that's...
I just want to read the first... Oh, I knocked over the empty Arizona. I just want to read the first line. Having proven his sensitivity in A Boy Aware, Jeffrey Dillon Schneider is ready to share his innermost thoughts once again.
So that's
be afraid.
That's our teaser
afraid.
For our next episode.
Can I read Larry King's review as a teaser?
No, we will do that next time.
All right.
Fine. He's such a tease.
Yeah.
That king. He's the king of tease.
Now, Tanner, I know Steven's still in the room, but you kicked his ass as a guest.
I didn't know such
thing. Steven agrees.
No, you actually did. Like, right out, you had to fight to wrestle the fucking the headphones and the fucking mic out of his hand.
Tanner actually strangled Steven to death with the wire from his headphones.
Steven, I have no regrets.
You can pry this mic from my cold, dead fingers, and Tanner said, done. And then
your offer is acceptable.
Oh, God.
Are we counting that bug alien as an animal? Cha-ching, yes. Yeah.
What else leaves a green sensory trail? As for sugar water.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Edgar has sugar water. Don't do that. Oh, you want me to put my hand on my head? Like this.
So, Detective Gorin is another life form.
Well, I'm glad we got that cleared up.
Yeah, I had been wondering for a while, but he's been... You know he was Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we well
Private Pyle.
My life is a pile of shit. You don't remember that line before he kills himself?
Yes, I do.
Spoiler alert, Full Metal Jacket.
He doesn't kill himself.
See it in theaters.
He survives. You can tell. He
blinks. With an M14.
Don't you hate it when you like see a movie that came out years ago and you're telling your friends about it and they've all seen it? Because
I just saw this movie. I need to talk about
yeah.
it.
It's like, yeah, like Heat was awesome. You know, like it's like, yeah.
Equilibrium.
It's like, I saw this movie called Goodfellas. It was really good.
I saw the movie Drag Me to Hell the other day. And yeah. It was almost like being dragged to hell.
Oh,
it was good, though.
It was a feature. Dude, I actually, by the way, for Stump the Quizmaster, never seen Heat.
Mm. Ooh, it's a good ooh. One.
So,
well, I won't tell you what
it's
about.
It's no righteous kill.
Oh God, you love Asia. Full 25 minutes without reference.
Tanner, do you think you'll ever go to Asia?
Don't you already have plans? You were telling me you already have
plans. I've been to Asia and back again. Every time I listen to their second album, Heat of Asia.
Just to let you know, you never need to go on a real safari. Take it from the actual Safari Master. Just listen to 80s music.
Just and just tune into our podcast, and we'll hopefully this is...
Oh, shit, guys, run. The boys are back in town. Ah!
Thin Lizzy, lizard animal.
Oh, bam. Cha-ching.
But I think hopefully this will be a recurring segment if Tanner lives long enough through his next adventures to come back and tell us some more about them. So
I haven't died yet.
Yes. So well, we appreciated you coming on, Tanner.
It's knocking on wood.
Yeah, that's not real.
And
wood.
So Tanner goes
oh,
out.
No. Oh, you're fucked.
Tanner will go
that's
out and risk
glass.
His life.
That's metal.
So you don't
no.
have to.
No.
All right. Well, I think this has been a very fruitful that's podcast, Tanner.
Oh, fruit! That's an animal.
How about them apples?
Oh God!
Ain't that a peach?
All right, well, Tanner, South Park. Tanner, thanks again from the bottom of our hearts for stopping
yes,
by.
Thank you, Tanner.
I thank you.
Top's
from,
not
like,
good
the,
enough.
No, yeah, the top third is.
You only get the dregs of my heart.
I want the ventricle.
Yeah, I'll give you a valve, but that's it. Only mitral. I'm not
and half
you.
Your aorta.
I'll cut you a nice calamari-esque slice of my aorta.
Tanner showing the bargaining skills he learned in Tanzania.
All right, well, thanks for
Hapana,
coming on,
Hapana, Tanner. Hapana, no. Wait, wait, wait.
Tanner, do you want to say goodbye in Swahili?
Kwaheri.